This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Bert, I want to thank you for keeping the seat warm on Monday for me and teaching class with Lou Cassidy, Ham Radio, and Patents with Andy Gibbs, two of our very dear friends. Thank you so much for doing that. And it was an outstanding broadcast. And I mentioned to the class that as a result of me listening to the broadcast in replay mode on Monday, I called Andy and you and with a invention concept that would really be a boon to farmers. And you know, I'm not going to say exactly what this invention is, but I did want to tell the class that you and Andy and I have been actively pursuing the concept, and we've been talking about it. And it may happen. We may build it. We may patent it. We may not. And we may just say, you know what, we can't do it. I mean, all those things are possible. But I did want to say thank you. It was a great class, two classes that you taught. Well done.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Vince. It was my pleasure filling in and had a good time, and I think it was informative. Vince, we got a really packed class for today, and I first wanted to cover something I said I would get back to you on from last Friday, and I have some information on Hamptons Rentals. We mentioned that the price was crashing. We're not sure why. Was it high-tech layoffs from New York City? Was it the economy? Was it people not wanting to hang around New York? You know, was it a little bit of all those things? Anyway, I wanted to get some prices for you because that was what you had asked about, and I wasn't able to accurately mention it. So I did some research, Vince, and so a low-cost, nondescript three-bedroom house for the summer, and I'm guessing that probably means Memorial Day to Labor Day, but I can't tell you for sure. Well, Vince, that normally goes for around $100,000 for the season. Three-bedroom house, not oceanfront, just a regular nondescript house, $100,000 rental. Now, because there's thousands of homes still for rent that have not found, I don't want to say buyers, have not found customers to rent them, they're lowering the price, Vince. I guess this is a bargain, $50,000 for the summer. You can get a bargain three-bedroom house in the Hamptons. Now, if you have more to spend, Vince, if your budget's a little bigger and you want to have a good time, there's a 12,000-square-foot oceanfront rental in Bridgehampton. So Bridgehampton's that's more of the party town. It's not the most exclusive. But Vince, it's 12,000 square feet. It's 10 bedrooms. It says over a dozen bathrooms, so I don't know what they call a bathroom. Multiple kitchens, pool, overlooking the ocean, rooftop deck with a hot tub. Vince, that's on sale for 2-week periods at a time for $600,000. And I bet, since they're having a hard time, I bet, Vince, if you wanted this, you could get it for $500,000 for 2 weeks. 12,000-square-foot oceanfront in Bridgehampton. So there you have it.
I'm trying to get up off the floor.
Missouri. Are we, you know, I'm guessing you're bad luck.
Bert, you could have, for that 2 weeks, in for the 12,000 square foot house with the, for the 2 weeks, you could have bought three of the farms across the road from us. Three of them. Three farms.
Okay. Well, let me put it into another kind of context that Class can maybe bite on here. So let's just say you could get it for $500,000 for 2 weeks. It's a nice 12,000 square foot house. You got 10 bedrooms, so potentially that's 20 couples. Vince, if those 10 couples wanted to come to Natural Farms at your ranch in Missouri, and I think you have a lot more than 12,000 square foot of room there in your campground for people
we have a million.
To go out on.
We have a million square feet.
Yeah, so I'm guessing it's going to be less than, let's say, 2 weeks. 2 weeks, 10 couples. What do you think that would run? Is that probably nowhere near $500,000?
Well, let me just do a little bit of arithmetic. So 10 couples times $26 is $260 a day times 14 days?
Yeah.
Yeah. $3,640.
At your campground?
Yeah.
Okay, and neither one includes food, so you could add food in on your campground, or you can bring it. Same thing if you're renting the house, you can cook it there. Or I'm guessing most of those people probably go into town to eat that rent the house for $500,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it would really be less than $3,640.
Yeah, I would think it would be less.
Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why it'd be less. Because we offer a discount during the week. So Monday through Friday, it's 10% less than it is Saturday and Sunday. So, you know, we're probably talking somewhere around about $3,000. A little bit more maybe, but not much more.
Okay. So which one you think would be a greater experience? 2 weeks in Bridgehampton?
I don't know. That hot tub, really. That hot tub and the view. Boy, that sounds just great. And you know, I'm kidding, Class. People buy houses for views, and I don't get it. I really don't get it. Buying a house because they can look out the window and see something really neat. It really doesn't cost much to go see the ocean. It really doesn't. It really hot tubs. You can own a hot tub for $300. On Craigslist. You can own it. So I don't get it. I really don't get it. I don't get the $10,000 to go to Disney, you know, bring the family for a week to Disney for $10,000. I don't get that either. It seems to me that we've lost a sense of reality. But when a family comes here, what they really get is nature. Absolutely. Which you don't get in a sanitized environment of New York City. You know, New York City's pretty much paved over. I mean, there are a couple of holes in the sidewalk where you stick a tree and the tree struggles to grow. Other than that, I'm talking about like 3 feet by 3 foot hole in the sidewalk with a cast iron grate over it to let some water go down to the roots of the tree. Other than that, New York City's paved over. I mean, who would want to go there? I don't get it. But here, It's nature, and we had some campers, and I got a message back from them, and they loved it. It was raining, and we can't control the rain, but they loved their stay. They thought that they said that the property was beautiful. They really did, and it is. It really is. It's not us. It's nature. Nature built this. We just kind of are the stewards for what was here. We try really hard not to modify the land. This is the same land that the Trail of Tears was either on or near, and nobody knows exactly where the Trail of Tears was, but you know, plus or minus a mile, that's where the Trail of Tears was. We're right here, and we don't know. But we have found what looks to be like Indian grinding mortar and pestles, you know, where you grind grain, you know, stones that have been worn in the center have a depression in them, kind of like a grinding stone. So we found that. And some people have found other artifacts around here as well. But we're not offering entertainment per se. We're offering nature, getting back to nature, which people have forgotten about.
Well, Vince, my back of the envelope says it's about a 200 times price difference between camping out at natural farms and renting a room. And this is assuming that all those 10 bedrooms are filled up. I don't know that that would be the case for people renting in the Hamptons. But even if you just want to, you know, you can rent rooms and rent smaller places, but it looks like it's about 200 times difference on the back of the envelope calculation between camping out at natural farms or spending a week or two in the Hamptons.
You know, Bert, as you were saying this, I was thinking about the difference in the visitors, the guests. And I'm wondering if the guests at the Hamptons would be wearing flip-flops and that kind of footwear, as around here, you certainly don't want to wear flip-flops because there's rocks, there's a stream, it's nature. It's not all pristine. There are the sounds of animals, the sounds of birds, sounds of cows. There's the sounds of dogs. I'm talking about dogs that roam wild. The sounds of every kind of animal you can think of. So it's not sanitized. It's not all the bugs haven't been killed here. It's nature. So if someone wants to get back to nature, that's what they're going to see. And they may see, I guess this would be if a person's thinking of getting out of Dodge, this would be a great way to experience what being out of Dodge is like, way outside of Dodge. Meaning, no streetlights, no sirens, no helicopters, no fire trucks, you know, with the wailing noises. None of that. Tranquility. Quiescence, except for the sounds of nature. And people would get a chance to see what it's like and how difficult it might be to live after the collapse. How, literally, cook your own food and then washing your skillet, you know, that you just used over a fire pit. Washing your skillet with some water that comes out of a hydrant, which is a lot easier than washing it out of water that you've hauled out of a creek somewhere. I mean, there's a creek here, and it's running fine. But it would teach people exactly how things work at a very basic level, which they haven't experienced before. They have not experienced that before. I mean, food comes from the store. Water comes from the faucet. Soda comes from a can or a bottle. And paper towels come from a roll. Really? It's a lot different. A lot different when you're camping. Because if you forgot to bring it, that's a problem. You know, you forget the toothbrush? Uh-oh. You have to figure out how you're going to brush your teeth. Maybe use a clean twig. And if you forgot your knife, that's a real problem. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hey, Bert. You know, I was thinking about this, and you know, each one of our campsites will accommodate six people. So I'm thinking that maybe this whole thing could be done with three campsites.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah, about three campsites. And so we're looking at this other venue being well over 1,000 times more expensive.
Yeah, yeah. I thought 200 sounded low, because, and also, I doubt the person renting that house for $500,000 for 2 weeks. I doubt he's probably going to fill every bedroom up. He's probably going to call his buddies and have them come over for a week or so, and he might have, if he's lucky, maybe half the bedrooms filled. So I think that cost is per person higher. And your cost is lower because you can share the campground. So just kind of what a stark comparison. Hey, Vince, we have a topic here that Taylor made for USA Prepares, especially our Friday science discussions that we have in class here. And that concerns what really has been on the news a lot, the mainstream media everywhere, the fact that they're taking AM radios out of cars. And I thought we'd delve into why that is, because it has to do with electric vehicles and the noise that they make. And I thought we could delve a little bit under the hood, literally, and figure out what's going on here. And Vince, is USA Prepares on any AM stations anymore?
Yeah.
Or is it all on the internet?
Yeah. No. No, this AM thing is a huge problem. We allow USA Prepares to be picked up by anybody who wants to pick it up and rebroadcast it. We don't get any royalties. We don't get any compensation. We just think it's the right thing to do. So across the United States, there are currently 4,185 AM radio stations. And AM, as you know, can travel a lot farther than FM. FM is line of sight, and FM can't follow the contour of the curvature of the Earth. AM can and does. So AM, with fewer watts, can travel farther. I mean, literally, Brent, I'm sure that when you were younger, you tuned into AM radio from 1,000 miles away, maybe even farther than that. You know, when you were living on the East Coast, you could pick up Cincinnati, you could pick up Boston, you could pick up Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Now, those were 50,000-watt stations, but absolutely. And it's a little harder now because there's so much noise out there. It's hard to tune one in, but we still have the high-power stations around the country.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a frequency that is dedicated by the FCC to local radio. And that frequency, you've all found this, class. It's AM 1340. 1340 on the dial. And that frequency is allowed a maximum of 1,000 watts. And that is local news, local radio, and it's dedicated for that purpose. So there are AM 1340 radio stations all over the country. Lots of counties have AM 1340. And they broadcast the local weather, the local events, the local politics. They have programming like something that they might call the Trading Post or Tradio, which would be, hey, I got me a washing machine. I want to sell it for $50, and here's my phone number. Give me a call. You know, those kinds of call-in programs where people sell things on the air, kind of like a marketplace, kind of like a Craigslist on the air. And we've been on them, many of them, across the country. This thing about Audi and BMW and Porsche and Tesla and Volvo and Mazda and VW and Ford pulling the plug on AM radios for their electric vehicles, and then Ford pulling the plug on AM radio for all of its vehicles, is a huge problem. Absolutely huge problem, because the weather alerts, the news, all of that, you want that local. You absolutely want that to be local, because it's more important if you're in Tallahassee to hear a weather alert about Tallahassee than to have a national broadcast from some other part of the country that doesn't really focus on Tallahassee. You're absolutely right. And Bert, when we come back, please tell us why.
Yeah.
The real reason is concealed.
We'll go under the hood.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. As the G7 leaders impose new sanctions on Russia over its war in Ukraine, they're getting ready to welcome the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. He'll be in Japan on Sunday after a stop in Saudi Arabia, where Arab leaders are holding a summit. The new G7 sanctions target about 300 more Russian people and entities, banning them from the U.S. financial system. While in Japan, President Biden got an update on the debt ceiling talks. On Capitol Hill, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he's more optimistic a deal is near. Accused classified document leaker Jack Teixeira is due back in court in Worcester, Massachusetts today as a judge decides whether Teixeira deserves bail. They're resuming the first round of the PGA Championship in Rochester, New York. Darkness fell before on-course leader and tour rookie Eric Cole could finish. He's one shot ahead of Bryson DeChambeau. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something else.
It's going to be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Today you've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the... For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Henry Ford would be turning over in his grave if he knew what his company has done, pulling the plug on all AM radios in their vehicles. Bert, this is dangerous, and this is a targeted way of silencing the voices of those like us at USA Prepares. This is a targeted way of silencing the conservative voice, pulling the plug on AM radio, for real. And who's doing it? Audi, BMW, Porsche, Tesla, Elon, Volvo, Mazda, Volkswagen, and the big one is pulling the plug on every single AM radio model in their vehicles, Ford, an all-American institution, or maybe formerly all-American. Bert, why are they doing it?
Well, Vince, I can't tell you that they're doing it because of politics, but I will say they don't seem to care about the politics. They're doing it for cost. That's really what drives most of these kind of decisions. And they're doing it because, well, Vince, we've discussed EVs before. Electric vehicles generate a lot of electromagnetic interference. You remember years ago, you'd have the AM radio on in the kitchen, and you'd be listening, and you'd hear different cars going down the street. And generally speaking, the older the car was, the more noise it made. And that was the ignition system. That was the, you know, the spark plugs firing and the alternator. And you know, you'd hear it proportional to the RPMs of the car. And gradually, as cars got newer, they tamed a lot of that radiation. They, you know, shield some of the cables, and it got a lot better. Well, the problem with EVs is you have massive electric motors in them, and you have a lot of other assorted electronics, and it's not, Vince, that they can't solve the problem. They absolutely can solve the problem. It just, you know, it's just better design. It's a more costly design. You have to do more engineering to perfect the shielding mechanisms. You may have to add some additional filtering, more capacitors. That's your favorite component. Well, capacitors, one of their purposes is as filters. You might have to add some inductors and, as I mentioned, a lot of shielding. So that all adds to cost. So rather than do that, what they decided was, well, how about, since it only seems to affect AM radio, which goes from about 500 kilohertz to 1500 kilohertz, more or less. So figure, you know, roughly speaking, about 1 megahertz. And the noise from EVs, and for that matter, for old regular cars, it was always the lower frequencies would have more of it. The lower you were, the worse the noise. If you could tune in to 100 kilohertz, you'd hear even more of it, Vince. So anyway, they've decided that, you know, it's so costly and so much engineering and so much extra components that we, and you know, probably even some weight that we have to add, why don't we just forget about AM radios? And my latest EV, it's a Mazda, I didn't even know until, you know, I was listening to a show, and I figured, oh, I'll continue listening to my car. And I go in to my car, and I go, wait, where's the selector for AM? I go, what? There is no AM. There's no AM, Vince. So they're doing it for cost. It's been on the news this week because there's a bill in Congress that would force auto manufacturers to include AM radios, and they're saying it's a safety issue for alerts and things like that. Of course, the auto manufacturers countered and said, well, we can send alerts on other methods. So it's caught a nerve, I think, of the listening public. So I have a feeling this bill may pass Congress. Now, whether it gets signed or not, we'll see. But I think this bill may pass. And in that case, auto manufacturers would be required to have AM radios in their vehicles if you're ordering a radio.
This is a national defense system as well. And by the way, class, no calls today. We don't have enough time to get through today's syllabus. But thank you for trying to call in. We will not be able to take your calls today. But, Bert, seriously, in the control room of radio stations, there is a system whereby the federal government can put out an all-points bulletin, and all the radio stations are required to have that so that they can announce, you know, serious events. So if we're attacked, it's going to be like the civil defense system. And class, when I was growing up, and when Bert was growing up, there were two frequencies at the bottom of the dial and at the top of the dial on AM radios. And every once in a while throughout the day, it was scheduled announcements. Should there be an emergency, you will be directed to turn to 640 or I forget the other frequency. I believe it's 640. But there are two civil defense frequencies on every single AM radio. And on the dial, on the linear dial, there were indicators that that is the civil defense frequency that you could visually look at when radios had dials, so you could tune to those frequencies should there be a national emergency. Bert, remember that?
Yeah. No, I remember it. It is a matter of alerts for safety. Basically, when, you know, even if it's just a storm coming in and you want to hear the weather or you know, something more serious, people immediately tune to their AM, their local AM radio station. No one goes to their FM station because there's hardly any, you know, news formats on those. It's just pretty much all-time music on most FM. And nothing wrong with that, but when you want to hear what's going on, when you want local alerts, everybody tunes to AM. And if you're, you know, let's just say here in California we have a lot of forest fires and people have to evacuate. Do you think they're listening to music while they're evacuating for their lives in their car? No, they put on the AM radio station. So it is a matter of safety, as well as the fact that a lot of talk radio is on the AM band now, and I don't think they're specifically targeting it, although that might be in the back of their mind, but it would certainly affect a lot of talk radio, which generally leans conservative because that seems what people want to listen to. That's the free market. So, it's a big issue, Vince, and as I said, from a technical standpoint, it boils down to cost because you're going to have to put in more shielding. You're going to have to use better components. It'll take some engineering, but can it be done? Absolutely. And then think about this. If nothing else, do we really know all that electromagnetic fields that you withstand when you're in an EV? Do we really know that it's safe? When we talk about the dangers of high levels of electromagnetic radiation, that's something else we should look at is, what is the safety factor for people that are, you know, in the driver's seat or the passenger seat while all this low-frequency electromagnetic radiation is emitting from under the hood and under the floorboards and wherever all the wires and the armature of the motors are. And generally that's, either right in front of you or right underneath you. So it's an issue, too. So I suspect the same methods that you would use to clean it up so you can have an AM radio, Vince, it's probably also going to make the car a little safer from the standpoint of your body absorbing some of that electromagnetic energy. So it's probably going to be a good thing. I think they should do it, and we'll see what happens.
You mean you think they should increase the shielding and the attenuation of these frequencies? Yeah,
I think they should.
Let's clarify this for the class. So an AM radio, a tabletop radio, a transistor radio, whatever the AM radio is, the one in your kitchen, the one in your bedroom, the one that's your alarm clock, that radio is a radio frequency detector. It is a test instrument for those who want to know quickly if there's electromagnetic radiation within the AM band that is coming from their car. All they have to do is take the radio near the car and see what happens when you turn the radio on and tune across the dial. And if you hear white noise, that's electromagnetic radiation. That's what that is.
We call that an envelope.
That's what you don't want to have. Could you say that again, please?
We call that an envelope detector in technical terms, in radio engineering terms. AM is an envelope detector. In the simplest form, an AM receiver is just a diode and a capacitor. Well, a tuned circuit to tune to the frequency you want, a diode to rectify the envelope, the energy, and a capacitor. And that's actually how you build a crystal radio, tuned circuit, a diode, and a capacitor. And if you put a, you might have done this as a child for fun, put a length of wire, and you can hook it up to those four components plus an earpiece, and you can listen, you can, you know, tune the tuned circuit, which is a capacitor and inductor, to the frequency you want to receive, and you can pick up the energy. So basically the simplest AM radio. Now, if you want to make it more sensitive, you add additional amplification, more selective, more filtering. But in its basic form, your AM radio is just simply taking the RF energy that's there, getting rid of the carrier, and you listen to the variation in the carrier strength, which is the amplitude. That's why they call it amplitude modulation. So that's what you're listening to, whether it's music or voice. And unfortunately, electric vehicles, despite the fact that for years cars got very quiet, as soon as EVs came on board, they got way noisier again. And that's the issue. So basically, the auto manufacturers, if they want to continue having AM radios, they're going to have to clean up their act, literally.
And they're the ones, the auto manufacturers, are the ones that are creating this needless electromagnetic radiation. As a matter of fact, Bert, when I was very young, I'm talking like maybe 10, 12 years old, I had an analog multimeter, okay, volt, ohm, amp meter. And I wanted to know, so I strung a wire between two insulators, and I drove a rod into the ground, several feet into the ground. And I hooked up this analog millivolt meter between the antenna that was insulated from the ground and the ground rod that I drove into the ground, into damp soil. I literally could measure the electricity in the air from the radio stations transmitting radio waves and the power lines and all the other electromagnetic radiation that was in the air. You can literally class, you can just take make an antenna out of a piece of wire, insulate it at both ends, drive a ground rod into the ground, and measure voltage coming from the air. No kidding. It's not a lot of voltage, but it certainly is enough so that your radio can pick it up and you can amplify and play music from it. Absolutely true. Bert, when we come back, I'm interested in what else you have. Fascinating discussion. Absolutely. We're poisoning ourselves.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital?
Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Chris, you think a boycott of Ford is warranted? You think Ford ought to get the Bud Light treatment for this stunt? You think so? Because they're pulling AM radios out of all of their vehicles, not just the ones that it would cost more to engineer, more safety and protection for its customers who are in the cabin from the electromagnetic radiation from these electric motors at all four corners of the vehicles, but all of their vehicles they're pulling the AM radios out of. I think a boycott of Ford might be in the wind. Bert?
And to be more accurate, they're not literally pulling the radios out. They're building new models with radio designs that just don't include AM in them. And, they're doing it. They want to do it on all their vehicles, not just the EVs. I guess that's the way to, I don't know, lower cost across the board, make it, you know, less model radios. I say put AM in all the models instead, you know, go do the opposite, and then just figure out how to better shield and protect the EVs, just the cost of design. But Vince, EVs lead to a bunch. I mean, I do like them because they're more efficient. They're energy efficient. We all want to conserve energy. But Vince, reported out by the U.S. Department of Energy says in order to support charging these EVs and also other energy, renewable energy that we're bringing onto the grid, we're going to need to double the size of our energy grid. And I don't see a lot of that going on. I don't know how it is where you are in your part of the country, but out here in California, I just don't see a lot. In fact, I don't see any construction of new energy grid. I do see where they're putting electric chargers in a lot of shopping centers and storefronts, and they're devoting parking for EVs and putting in new charging stations. I do see that, but the actual upgrade of the high voltage lines and the grid and the transportation of the energy, you know, the actual power line transmission, I don't see a lot of that going on. So they say they have to double it, but they're going to have to double it in the next 10 or 15 years. They better start right now, and I don't see that happening. Also, as you know, we talked about this often from another perspective, just from safety. We don't have enough manufacturers of the transformers that are used to bring down the voltage. You know, you transmit it or send it over very high voltages, and then you step it down as you bring it into communities. And those transformers are only made by a couple of companies, and we don't have a big supply of it. And it's an issue in case we have any kind of a, you know, solar storm or some issue that affects blowing out a lot of the power grid. We're going to need a supply of those transformers, and we haven't built up a stock of them. And of course, if we're going to double the power grid, we're going to need to double pretty much everything. So I don't know how they're going to do it.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. You take a piece of wire and you run current through it, kind of like a power pole with two or three or four wires. When current runs through those wires, don't they emit electromagnetic radiation just from the wire itself with current running through it?
It does. If it's DC, it's not as much. There's still a field even with DC because, you know, there are DC motors.
You know, I'm talking about AC.
But AC,
I'm talking
is
about
worse.
AC. So AC, what
yeah,
we're...
AC is worse, and it absolutely you can do a simple experiment, Vince. You can take your oscilloscope and tune it to the, you know, highest sensitivity, put a piece of wire on the probe, and you will see 60 hertz. Or for that matter, you don't even need a piece of wire. Just touch your finger to the probe. Your body is the antenna, and it's basically showing you that just walking around your house or in your engineering lab, you're absorbing 60 hertz radiation just from the wiring in your home or building. And if you happen to live near a transmission line, then, of course, it's going to be a much more intense voltage that you're going to pick up.
That's the whole point. That's where I was going. So if we double the size of the grid, we are going to at least double the electromagnetic radiation that is transmitted from the grid, at least.
More than likely.
Yep. So, class, think about that. When your neighbor just grins from ear to ear with his shiny new Tesla in the driveway, think about what he's doing to the planet, the bees, the birds, you, your mother, your father. And literally, you can take a fluorescent light bulb, a 4-footer or an 8-footer, connect it to nothing. Just hold it in the middle and go under these high-tension power lines, and you'll see it light up all by itself. That tells you that there's enough power to light an electric bulb, a fluorescent tube, through the air from 50, 60 feet under the power lines through the air. And that's what electric vehicles are going to cause us to do, double the grid. Bert, brilliant class. I'm looking forward to next week's class. By the way, record ranking today. You set a new record. Well done. And I look forward to talking with you and Andy about our concept for an invention right after the broadcast. Thank you so much, class.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.